we often have a sense of this is me, or a sense this is not me. Sometimes this is referring to various states of mind or states of body mind, conditions of body, conditions of mind, conditions that we say are outside the limits of what's acceptable to my idea of myself or to what I feel bodily is me, and where this bag of skin, bones, ends, so to speak, and is no longer me. I want to explore this because I think it's fundamental to our ongoing life practice and also fundamental to our ongoing life unsatisfactoriness or dukkha, difficulties and stress that we create for ourselves and others. Even, of course, saying myself and others is this story of me, not me, I, not I, which gets us in trouble. This is a continuation of what I talked about in Sesshin. So those of you who weren't in Sesshin, I urge you to listen to those talks starting with the opening remarks and listen to them in sequence, because they build on each other, though they reiterate points. This was brought to mind by someone who recently had a stroke and lost use of part of their body. Of course, notice even how we say this. We lose use of what we are expecting to have use of, whether our hands, our arm, leg, eye, voice, memory, ability to speak or to comprehend. As some of you know, I've lost use of one of my eyes in the sense that I cannot see out of it. So, is that me? Not me? Not being able to see out of an eye, is that a lack in I, in the letter I. If we wake up feeling very confused and that continues for a while during our day, we sometimes say, I did not feel like myself. What did you feel like? What is this myself that our feelings are supposed to conform to? When we see someone else having difficulties, we might help or might not help. But in either case, we don't believe that it's my difficulties, instead it's their difficulties, and I am compassionate, considerate, and I help, or I'm not compassionate, or I'm too busy, or it's their problem, and I don't help. Notice what we're believing there, what we're holding to, what we're saying is I, what we're saying is not I. How long this I continues temporally, dimensionally, spatially. When people say things about us, about you are or you are not, whether to our face or to others or right them. What is our reaction to it? Is there upset because they've done something to, quote, me, close quote? What is it we're believing and holding on to, and what are the results of that? See, what is practice in the midst of this realm of endless dimension life that is who we are? What is included and excluded, and how does it shift, and how do we hold it and make difficulties with it if we do not see what we're believing as solid truths of what I am and what I'm not? This is why one practice that I've encouraged some of you with is when you find yourself caught up in I am, I shouldn't, I want, I don't want, I'm not, I feel like, I'm upset by, to turn that very energy, statement, feeling, bodily sensation, and turn that and look, who's, not in a theoretical sense of defining I and not I, but in the visceral immediacy when we say I, or when we say not I, look who's not I, who's I? Look, not think about or figure out, but experience the source root, if I say that, of that arising I as it arises. That not I as that arises. I and not I is the same thing. Mine and not mine is the same thing. When we say mine, we're saying not mine. When we say not mine, we say I. There's a change in local, state, national, international politics, and we react because I like that or I don't like it. What are we doing? Is it mine? Is it not mine? What are our reactions, our feelings? How do they result in us responding skillfully and appropriately, if at all? Getting upset where there's only difficulties created by that. It's the same whether it's in our home with people we're close to or more distant, friends, family, to the all directions. It's the same whether it's people, other beings, animate and inanimate objects, so to speak, the prairie winds, the snow, mountains, the clouds and sky and snow and rain and temperature, all of those, are they us? Are they I? Or are they not I? Who says I? Who says not I? Look closely what we do in our life, moment by moment with this, when it arises, whether when we're at home or at work or in the store or in all sorts of social and public and private situations. This is our practice because these are the areas and the times that we make difficulties for ourselves and others. We create suffering in the midst of this joyous life we are. We create harm with our actions, with our body, mouth, and thought. wanting and not wanting, pushing away and pulling towards us, or just being confused by it and not being able to respond genuinely as this moment, Bodhisattva, hands and eyes that we are. Okay, I'll stop here, but in the weeks to come, from time to time, I will continue exploring this and encourage you to see how this can shine light on your practice, on your ongoing practice. Not by thinking about it, but by being this moment, experiencing being this practice that you are. Thank you.